This is Beth Stalker with Mission Network News, and today I'm talking with Jeff Johnston from E3 Partners. Jeff, thank you for taking the time to talk with me today.
Absolutely. Happy to do it.
Yeah, so just a few moments ago, you were starting to tell me a little bit about a story that you wanted to share. So before I spoil anything, I'm just going to hand that over to you and ask, what's the story?
Sure, thanks. So we have an initiative or a cause at E3 called E3 Orality. And it's a team that's focused on going to the places in the world where literacy rates are extremely low or there's no written language, and sharing the gospel and sharing Jesus's love and hope with those people through storytelling. And so this team has been around for quite a while with E3 now, and recently they received a really incredible story from people in this village in Africa that they had been training and taking trips to over the last couple of years. So I guess I'll start with where it all began, and that was back 2 years ago in 2017. Some of our Orality team went to this village in Africa, and they started sharing the gospel with people, and a lot of these people really took to it quickly and were enthused by it, were, you know, just kind of on fire for Jesus and wanted to be able to do the same things that our team was doing. They wanted to be able to share these same stories with other people. And so our team held a training for them, and the training really involved a lot of lively discussions about the gospel. These people were just hungry to learn how they could spread the good news. And after the training ended, our team, you know, traveled back home, and they began to hear these stories pretty quickly of how those that they had trained were using these Bible stories in the villages and were receiving all sorts of really positive reception. A lot of other people were coming to faith. And so the team was really excited about it and continued to keep up with these villagers, staying in contact with them pretty frequently. And so then the next year in 2018, they arranged for or planned for a follow-up training to really push these people along even further in their training and raising them up as really strong Christian leaders. But a few days before they were going to travel back for this follow-up training, there was a fatal automobile accident that took the lives of two of the African men that had been trained, and it seriously injured another. And so, and this, you know, these villages are really tight-knit communities where pretty much everyone knows everyone. And so this was an extreme tragedy, and something that really affected the whole village and caused a lot of grief. And, you know, it was something that our Orality team was grieved by as well. And they were also just kind of afraid that this is something that could really derail these villagers' faith in Christ and their exuberance for sharing his gospel. So they canceled the trip because the village was going to take some time to grieve and to just have some time together to really I guess celebrate these people's lives and also just to kind of come together and be there for each other. And so the training didn't happen, but our team continued to stay in touch with this village, with these people in this village. And what they found was that even through this tragedy, or despite this tragedy, their faith in God never wavered. These people continued to pursue Jesus. They continued to meet together as a church, and they continued to share the gospels with others within their village and in surrounding villages. And so just a couple months ago, we received a recording from them, actually. And it's a recording of this child who's no older than five. He's 4 or 5 years old. And he's retelling the story that they call the Who Am I story from Matthew 16. So this is the story of Jesus asking his followers, who do people say I am? And Peter responds, you are the promised Savior, the Son of God. And so this recording is in their own native language, but you can hear this five-year-old child just retelling this story with passion and with confidence. And it's even though we can't really understand exactly what he's saying because of the language barrier, it's captivating and it's powerful to listen to him speak so confidently at such a young age. And then at the end, you hear cheers from other people in the village when he finishes, and you can tell that God is truly spreading his gospel through these people throughout this village and throughout the surrounding villages. And so it's just really cool to see how, this simple training that started 2 years ago has now led to so many people in this village coming to know Christ and so many of them having a passion to share it with others, including the young children in the village as well. And so I thought that that was a cool story that really, one, emphasizes the power of the gospel, and two, emphasizes the power that the orality team and this storytelling method can have. And so it just goes to show that ultimately God can reach people through anyone else, and God can reach people, even people that don't know how to read or people that don't have access to the scriptures in their own language. And so it's incredible what God is able to do.
Amen to that. And how do these trips teach people about the oral community and how important it is to memorize the Bible, because so much of the world is made up of oral learners?
Yeah, exactly. This team, the Orality team, and the trips they take are very much focused on being able to tell the whole narrative of scripture through different stories. And the Bible really ultimately is just one big story. There's a lot of different parts to it. But what the Orality team has been able to do is train themselves and all the people that go on trips with them to be able to confidently share these different stories that ultimately lead to the story of the gospel. And it's been really cool to see it grow over time and to see the effect that it has on so many people. And ultimately, then what they're also able to do is once they share those stories with others, they can, it's just a matter of repetition almost, of then sharing it with them again, or having the people that heard the story then help them share it until they get confidence in sharing it themselves. And so it's ultimately these people start having knowledge of scripture without even really realizing it, without ever being able to actually read it themselves. They start having all of this knowledge of scripture just through the stories.
And how do everyday people who go on these orality trips, how do they make a difference? I'm assuming there are likely language barriers. What does this trip look like?
Yeah, so, we work with a lot of translators. We have relationships with people that in the villages and the areas that we go to. And so we have a lot of translators there that we work with that are able to take the stories from English and help translate them into whatever language they need to. And so it's really cool just that relationship there is a strong one and continues to grow as we continue to take these trips. And so ultimately what then ends up happening is these translators hear the stories so much themselves and help translate them so much themselves that the stories become ingrained in their minds as well. And so our teams are then able to not only help share the gospel with numerous people throughout these areas, but they're also able to help raise up these translators as strong leaders in these areas. And these, it's almost like training them through through the translations, training them just through the everyday experience of going out there and sharing with others. So it's been really amazing to see how God's been able to use just the passion of our orality team and the passion of those that go on these trips with them to ultimately lead to an explosion of the gospel in all these different areas where literacy rates are practically zero or where there's no written language.
It is. And how can people get involved? How can they support the main orality team, but also how can they join a trip?
Yeah, you can find all of that information at e3partners.org/causes. That's C-A-U-S-E-S, causes. And there you'll find a link to the orality team's page where you can get more info on how to get involved, how to go on a trip. They also do workshops. They have a workshop coming up in October, actually, here in Dallas, Texas, where it's a week-long training that people can get involved with or take part in to really learn how to orally express the gospel through stories themselves. And so, yeah, so our orality team is always taking trips, always looking for new people to reach and new areas to go to really just help the gospel continue to grow in places where there's no written language or where it's hard to spread the gospel through the written scriptures.
Any ways that we can be praying?
Yeah, I would just ask that one that people continue to pray for this area in Africa, you know, even through their strength in Christ, you know, they already went through a tragedy there that I talked about in the story. And, you know, I think that as they continue to grow in their faith, as they continue to raise up more leaders and more hearts for Christ, that there's going to be more spiritual warfare there. And so I just pray or ask for people to pray for them, pray that they continue to stay rooted in Christ. And then also that I would just ask for people to pray for this orality workshop that's happening in October. I think it's just a great opportunity to for the orality team to help strengthen more people who have a passion for storytelling, for have a passion for sharing the gospel with people orally. And so I would just ask that people pray for that workshop and pray that, you know, that God would move in people's hearts that attend it and that it would just be a really fruitful time.